is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 50 Texas Democrats remain AWOL from Austin, refusing to vote on a new map of the state's congressional districts. Here's ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
The congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census. Still, the president pushing for a new Texas map to give Republicans 5 new seats in Congress. But a vote can't happen without Democrats present, and dozens have fled the state. Texas Governor Abbott has already threatened to arrest them. Now he's calling on the state Supreme Court to remove the top Democrat, Gene Wu, from office.
Gene Wu telling ABC News those seats do not belong to Donald Trump. They belong to the American people. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy pulling $500 million in funding for vaccines that are developed using mRNA technology. Sources say Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to host top administration officials tonight for a strategy session on the Epstein files. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services releases vaccination rate data for the 2024-25 school year. The agency says 86.4% of Wisconsin students met the minimum immunization requirements. Vaccination rates for measles needs to be at least 95% to provide herd immunity. A new study highlights a need for more housing in central Wisconsin. The 2025 Regional Housing Study from Wausau-based Centergy Incorporated outlines how rising construction costs, limited new housing supply, and a competitive market are making it increasingly difficult for employers to attract and retain talent to the region. And the new owner of a boat abandoned on a Milwaukee beach last year is the man who towed it off the beach. Jeff Piller of All City Towing won the auction for the boat named Deep Thought for just over $2,500. His bid is far below the $20,000 the county needed to recoup the costs of the boat's removal.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday. For the best barbecue all summer long, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Right now, it's 58.
Your hometown station.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Wendy and Dave at 7:03. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Here's Duran Duran, Ordinary World on Max FM.
today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, yeah. Beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
What is that?
Like you don't know.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Huh? What?
Wake up! Don't want to sleep through your big day.
This happens every day.
It happens every day.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
Good morning, dinguses.
Some days don't you want to just wake up and say,
all right, ladies, buckle up, buckle up.
It's ho time.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music, Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Purpose State Bank, baking better together. Wendy, I can't even stop laughing.
I can't either,
show
Dave.
Opener.
I can't either.
You know, you weren't expecting that this morning,
I
were you?
I was not, and not even a little bit.
I started laughing because I played it earlier this morning as I was getting things set up for the morning show, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think I'll end up start laughing, and yes, we did, so.
I now know how I'm going to greet you and Stout every morning. Good morning, dinguses.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, too, when I get up. Because, you know, when you were up before I was this morning, too.
Yeah, and it hurt.
I know. I was surprised because all of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, I don't hear the alarm going off in my other bedroom, aka the living room. And then the dog's looking at me like, dude, you need to get up. And I'm like, no, I don't. And then I look at my watch and I'm like, oh, yeah, how am I still sleeping this long? And so
it beeped three times and I shut it off.
I never heard it. That tells you how much
truth be told, I woke up at 3:20 and was like, I really should get up and go to the bathroom. But I didn't want to wake you guys up. And I was like, I don't really want to get out of bed. So then I kind of dozed a couple more times. And then all of a sudden the alarm was going off and I was like, whoa, okay. So yeah. And then I lost an hour this morning. I got out of bed at 4:45 and then it was 6:00.
Well, see, and you should have just got up at 3:20.
Because then we would have had a party.
We would have had a potty party because I got up at 3:30, wandered into the bathroom. And then I'm like, I'm going to go sit back down in the chair and try to fall asleep for another hour or so and recline back. And I get out there and I put my feet down and the dog decided to steal the quilt and wrap himself around my feet.
He's very helpful.
Yeah, he was helpful. I did fall asleep sitting in the chair. And so I was happy for that. But then, you know, if I would have looked at my phone, then it was, I should get ready to put a little fire out that came in overnight. And Thank you for helping get stuff ready for the morning show this morning, Wendy, because
no problem, Dave.
I got caught up in some other tasks this morning. So, yeah, it was kind of interesting way to start the day, to say the least.
The funny thing, when you told me to check out these stories and decide what we wanted to talk about this morning, before I even opened the story that we're going to talk about, I had the answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I knew exactly what it was before I even looked.
Oh, yeah, I did, too. And once you showed me the story, I'm like, yeah, that's a good one we should talk about. Real quick, before I forget, our big deal of the day over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, 75% off a $25 certificate, Cosmic Karma Crystals. Ooh. Just $6.25 today. No code required, Wendy.
That sounds like some good karma, Dave.
Yes, it does. And the Cosmic Karma Crystals located right here in downtown Baraboo. They offer sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, bowls, spheres, towers, spell jars, and more. Shop locals.
I hear they rock.
Yeah, I hear they rock too. And you can rock too. That $25 certificate, just $6.25 today only. No code required. I can't make it any easier than that.
Go get it.
Yes, and the link is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. So,
way to go, Dave.
Hey, I've been doing things this morning.
Where did you go?
I know. I've been running this morning. I hit the ground running. We were helping out one of our folks at our sister station in Green Bay early this morning, and she was having a few things that happened overnight, and then we ended up, a lot of us were busy. Let's put it this way. I think basically our whole engineering team was going, some of them, until 3:30 this morning. Wendy, and so
wow,
yeah. So as I was
group, man, they work hard. You guys really do bust it on a regular basis. It's amazing how you guys keep going.
Yeah, we have such a great team, and for those that don't realize, I am one of the engineering team members as well, and I love my job. And the one thing I will say about our team is it really is a team. There's no I in this group. There's no me in this group. There's we in this group, and I've never worked with a group of people that work so well together, and they're willing to help each other out. That's the amazing part with our engineering crew, right, Wendy?
Yep, absolutely. When you have a cohesive group that works as a team all the time, that is very rare, but also very special.
It is.
And, this, and sometimes they even throw me into the group, which is really special.
Yes, it is really special at that point. But yeah, no, I can't speak highly enough of our engineering team. Each and every one of our engineering team is just an amazing group of individuals. And we're looking to grow that team. If you're interested in working for us, go to civicmedia.us. You can be part of our team. We are looking for people, including people on our engineering team. So if you have an interest in something like that, go to civicmedia.us. There's a jobs link up there. You could be working with us as well. I'm working with a great team, and this team is fun as well. Wendy can attest to that.
That's about all they do is fun.
Yeah. And I'll put it this way.
Even when it's serious and things are broke, it's still a whole different aspect than what we've experienced before.
Yeah. I mean, we've had where we had multiple things down. And no one is being grumpy or anything about it. Everyone's just working together to get it fixed. And then it's usually, you know, there's some laughter in the process.
The Wendy comments do fly. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
So if you want to be part of a great team, again, civicmedia.us. Now, Wendy, can you guess what the dirtiest part of our fridge is? Even if you cleaned it out yesterday.
And it's not just our fridge.
No.
It's everybody's fridge. And I don't know why they call it cleaning it out, because it's literally... You want me to reveal it right now?
No, because this one's about me still be filthy. Reader's Digest talked to a health expert who said the spot that most of us rarely clean is...
The handle on the door.
That's... You know, they're covered in germs for the same reason as doorknobs. We touch them a lot, and you probably don't touch many door handles right after handling raw chicken, Wendy.
Or, yeah, lots of raw things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. As soon as I saw this story this morning, when it said, can you guess the dirtiest part of your fridge? I was like, it's the handle.
Yes.
And, it was pretty crazy. It says, a study found fridge handles are the second filthiest spot in the average kitchen, and sinks are the only spot with more bacteria.
Ew.
And we're
talking lots of these handles tested positive for Salmonella, E. coli, and even staph. And so
ew.
That is gross.
Now, yes.
Wendy, how often should you be cleaning the handle of your fridge?
How often should we be cleaning the handle of our fridge?
Yeah. How often do you think?
Like constantly.
Right. What do some experts recommend?
Which line am I on?
I got lost.
You jumped around and now I don't know where
we are. Well, several experts talked and said daily is okay, but you really should disinfect the handle of your fridge and freezer every time you cook.
I would probably do it even more than that. Like every time I open the door.
Well, yeah, because you think about it, because it only takes a second, the drawbacks, you start feeling like a germaphobe quick.
Yeah.
But you think about how often you touch that fridge. It's every time you open and close it, and especially like you were saying, when you handle raw meat, all of a sudden you're opening that and then you're got to close it. And guess what? Your hands are probably not the cleanest.
Yeah.
Because that package of like chicken is going to have chicken goober on
it. Well, even like if you're cooking and you touch the meat to put it in the pan or whatever that you're going to cook it in. And then, you know, this happens on occasion. You turn on the faucet and you rinse off your hands, but you don't actually use the soap.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, that's good. And then you're like, oh, God, no, that just went in the sink.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't really disinfect your hands either.
No.
You just rinsed them off. And then you go and touch other vegetables and the knife and the cutting board and all the things. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what did I just do?
And that's exactly it. So you don't really think about it. So, yeah, you touch the fridge handle and then you just quickly rinse your hands off. Then all that crap is in the sink. And, it's just like it's gross. And so. Yeah, so you should be cleaning your handle of your fridge at least daily, according to this. And it almost makes sense maybe to have those wipes right nearby. And you think about our fridge. We have a black fridge, and it's glossy. You can see the fingerprints on the door of the fridge itself.
Yep, I can see right where somebody puts his hand every time he's getting water.
Oh, yeah. We should really tell Stout to quit doing it.
Right up in the top corner.
Yeah, we really should tell Stout to quit putting his hands on the fridge. That darn dog.
No, but I do like the fact that our fridge is black and that you can see those things, because then I'm like, oh gosh, that's gross. I gotta wipe that off. So then I do get either the spray and the towel or a paper towel and whatever, and I wipe that off. But I have a couple other things that I use to clean it on occasion that are really handy.
Yeah, and so now it was a good lesson, so it's definitely something we'll probably think about a little more. All right, Wendy, you're going to be back with us shortly. We should get back into the music, you know, because that's what we do here, after all.
More music mornings.
With?
Dave.
And?
Today, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy's fucking friendly. I like messing with Wendy. I do it all the time because, you know, that is how we roll here. The morning show is brought to you by Fairview State Bank. Banking. I'm sorry, it's Handy Harry today. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Yes, I'm getting my days wrong. Morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry, who built us those wonderful steps.
Yes, they did. They do some fine work over there at Handy Harry.
Yeah, go check them out. We'll get you that website in just a moment. Here's Depeche Mode. Enjoy the silence on Wednesday morning with Wendy and Dave.
What's that?
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Wendy. On your Wednesday morning, the morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. As a reminder, the Farmer's Market is getting set up in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square, right in front of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM Studios, corner of 3rd and Oak, there in the 500 block of Oak Street. They'll be ready to go in a half hour. They'll be there until 12:30 p.m. Stop on now and get those fruits, vegetables, baked items, and more. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Good morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. On August 12th, we have the Dale and Renee Rosum Tractors, Tools, and Exercise Equipment Auction ending at 9 a.m. And then on the 13th, we have the Canute Lawrence Estate, a motorcycle auction featuring Harley-Davidson motorcycles and parts, including pan heads, knuckleheads, and other vintage Harley-Davidson and other collector motorcycles. Both of these catalogs are open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On August 14th and 15th, we have drop-off days for our farm and construction consignment auction at our auction facility in Reedsburg. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, vehicles, trailers, lawn and garden items, and much more. Check our website at gavinbros.com for all of our upcoming auctions, as well as our real estate listings. And remember, if you're thinking about having an auction or buying or selling a type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
You know, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. It turned out to be something deeper than that, so.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring in Reedsburg is your one-stop shop for all your flooring, blinds, and furniture needs. See you soon.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees, and low 90s on Saturday. For the best barbecue all summer long, pick up Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently 59 degrees.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Here are the Rolling Stones. Start Me Up on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Wendy. It is 7:41 on your Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny. We're looking at a high of 83. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 66. On Thursday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny with a high of 85. Friday, sunny and hot with a high of 90. On Saturday, we also see a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high again near 90. Sunday, shower and thunderstorm chances increase, partly sunny with a high of 85. Currently 58 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. Wendy, a little bit more activity going on out there today.
A little bit, yeah. The farmer's market's getting ready to get started. There's several tents out there with some really awesome-looking flowers and some veggies I can see.
Yeah, all sorts of good things out there this morning. The farmer's market will be getting underway in just a few minutes, like 18 minutes. So stop on down, and you know you want to get there early to get the best selection as well.
Absolutely.
We are celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970 via the free Civic Media app. Wendy, who do you see on our celebrity list today?
I see Ty Simpkins is 24, the kid from Iron Man 3, Jurassic World, and the Insidious movies. He also had a cameo in Avengers Endgame.
Oh, I didn't know that. We have Charlotte McKinney, 32, from a Carl Jr. Super Bowl commercial to a Dancing with the Stars to Baywatch. See, we got our Dancing with the Stars today. There it is.
I see some things coming up that you're going to have to be messing with the playlist again.
Oh, boy.
Adriana Curie is 43. That's America's Next Top Model winner and Comic-Con veteran who was briefly Mrs. Peter Brady, but now they're divorced.
Oh, interesting.
Leslie Odom Jr. is 44. Tony Award winner for playing Aaron Burr in Hamilton.
Oh, wow. We have some good ones. Soleli Moon Frye, 49. We know her as Punky Brewster.
I can't believe Punky Brewster's almost 50.
I know. She grew up to play Roxy on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She sure did.
I did not know that and watch that show. So that is something I learned today. Everett Carradine is 51. Naomi Portman in The Handmaid's Tale. And Janet Stein on Marvel's Runaways. Wow. We had some good ones coming up here, Wendy.
Yep, Vera Farmiga is 52. She's Lorraine Warren in the Conjuring movies and Norma Bates in Bates Motel. And then here's a good one, Dave. Jerry Halliwell is 53. Do you know who that is?
Oh, yes.
Ginger Spice.
Yes. So, I mean, that means we got to play a little Spice Girls this morning.
Yes, you do.
So that's actually what I'm doing is I'm actually looking in our library right now.
You find that, and I'll keep going with the list.
All right. Sounds
good. M. Night Shyamalan is 55. His movies include The Sixth Sense, Signs, Lady in the Water, The Happening, Glass, and Trap, which features his daughter as a pop singer while the cops are trying to catch a killer at her concert.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I got some big ones coming up. Now we have David Robinson, 60, NBA legend. We have Kimberly Conrad, 63, also known as Hugh Hefner's ex. We have Michelle Yeoh is 63, Madame Morrible and Wicked, and was in Star Trek Discovery, also in Crouching Tiger and the Hidden Dragon movies. Oh, boy, here's another big music one. Randy DeBarge, 67, of the supergroup DeBarge, whose hits include the smash Rhythm of the Night. He was the original DeBarge lineup over the years, as included Chico, Mark, James, Bobby, Bunny, and
L.
Yep. There's a lot in there. I was shocked as I'm going through it. So now I got to go find DeBarge. That's what I'm doing next.
Stephanie Kramer is 69. Detective Dee Dee McCall on Hunter. Catherine Hicks is 74. Annie Camden is on the family-friendly Seventh Heaven, and the mom, Karen Barkley, in the original Child's Play. Dorian Haywood is 75, Private 8-Ball in Full Metal Jacket, my microphone's bouncing around, it's throwing me off. What we have here, little yellow sister, is a magnificent specimen of pure Alabama's black snake.
Yes.
I have no idea what I just said, but
yeah, that was from Full Metal Jacket.
I figured that. But.
Yeah, I don't think you and I have ever watched that together before.
Probably not.
And
or if we have, it's been a long time ago.
It would have been a very long time ago if we had, so... Who knows? We still have to watch Happy Gilmore, too. You know, I'm saying
we have a lot of things we have to watch, but somebody keeps putting on the same shows we always.
Well, no, I got caught up on some of my streaming stuff.
Yeah, you did. Yes.
Yes.
Let's do that while I'm out mowing the lawn.
Yes, I know.
And then we can watch something together.
Well, last night somebody was so tired after she got done mowing the lawn that it was time for bed.
You fell asleep before I even got back off the couch.
I know I did.
Nice try.
I was tired last night. You know, I'm not going to complain. That was probably the best night's sleep I've had in 2 months.
That's why I was not giving you crap for it, because I was like, he's sleeping, leave him alone. But I was laughing about it.
Yeah, I figured you were. I was wiped, and all of a sudden, I just doze off, and in case my care team is listening, yes, I had my sling on when I dozed off, because I had that feeling as I was sitting in the chair last, and I'm like, oh, I'm starting to get a little bit tired. Maybe I should put this on, but I'm not going to fall asleep, and then... I did. I'm guilty.
You always fall asleep when you're not going to fall asleep.
Well, yeah, that's what happens, all right? I mean, it naturally happens. And, you know, it's rare for me to get a full night of sleep, which last night I did.
I'm not debunking that fact because you definitely have not been sleeping well lately. So if you're sleeping, I let you sleep.
Yeah, and I don't sleep at work, in case anyone's curious. That chair in my office is kind of comfy, but there's just not enough support for my head to fall asleep in that chair. I don't think, anyways. I haven't really fallen asleep in
just
that one.
Use the wall, Dave.
I suppose I could.
It's right now. Behind the it chair. Is.
I should just bring a pillow in. But, you know, I know somebody in our household loves that chair. He hasn't been to work with me in a while.
I know.
And hopefully, depending on what we find out tomorrow, well, we won't find anything out tomorrow, no. But we'll find out next week more. And hopefully, maybe he can start coming back to work with me because he loves being in the office with me. That's one thing that he definitely loves hanging out. And that's his favorite chair in the world, I think, too.
I think any chair that you have been sitting in is his favorite chair.
Yeah, like when he stole
He's been stealing my spot on the couch lately, too. So,
you go to sit down, and then you look at that cute brown freckled face, and you're like, oh, I'm not going to make him move, and he knows that.
Yeah, I think it's just another fine service that he offers called chair warming.
Well, it was like the other night when I got to use the bathroom, and I come back out into my sleeping quarters, a.k.a. the living room, and I look in the chair, and there's this brown ball in my chair with my quilt and pillow. And he looks at me like and wags his little tail and looks at me like, you're not going to kick me out of here, right?
You were done using it in his world.
In his world, I was.
You
but
got
it was
up.
1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay. And again, I have to sleep in a reclined position or I can't lay on my stomach or back or anything like that.
You can't lay down.
Right. I can't lay down. And so I'm like, okay. So what do? I go sit on the love seat. And amazingly, I fell asleep sitting in that position.
I keep expecting to find you face planted on the living room floor, honestly. But
well, there was one morning I contemplated just going sleeping on the floor, but then I contemplated how am I getting off the floor?
You never know? Get down without having a plan to get back up.
And with one arm, it's not going to be that easy. And
it is not.
So I've opted not to try. Because there was one night I'm like, I cannot sleep anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's the worst part of this. So if anyone has any suggestions on that, you can text and let us know as well. 608-355-9970. I'm just hoping at some point I can get the green light to actually sleep in a bed after 2 months.
That would be a novel idea, yes.
Yeah, so we'll see. You know, I actually ate dinner at the dinner table last night for the first time.
I know. I was really surprised. But then you stole my phone holder, so, you know.
I thought that was my phone
Apparently
holder.
Nothing is sacred. No, yours was blue. Mine is purple.
My blue one's at the other place.
That's not my problem.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that one out.
I will. Actually, I have plans.
All right, cool. That sounds good. And we do need to get back into the music because it is More Music Mornings with Wendy and Dave. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. We'll be back with you at 8:10. More shenanigans will ensue.
What are you playing, Dave?
Well, we're going to get a few words in from our wonderful sponsors, and then we're going to play some Spice Girls with Wannabe. Ooh-hoo. Then we're going to play DeBarge. Ooh-hoo. And we are going to play the Rhythm of the Night because, you know, it was a birthday there. So we have to play that, right? So
well, that was what I was referencing. Which ones are you playing?
Yep, that's what I'm playing. That's coming up next on Max FM.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan.
built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
One, two, three, four!
Coming to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells for two big shows, it's the internationally acclaimed Beatles tribute, Liverpool Legends. For over 10 years, Liverpool Legends had their own theater in Branson, and now they're back in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, August 8th, for both a lunch and dinner performance. They've played the Rose Bowl four times, performing to over 160,000 fans and in front of over 20,000 in Mexico City. They've even played Carnegie Hall in New York. Now's your time to see Liverpool Legends and relive the best of the Beatles, complete with multiple costume changes at the Legacy Dinner Theater. A full meal with salad, roasted pork, rice pilaf, green beans, and dessert is also included. And coming August 22nd, all the way from Toronto, Canada, it's two shows by Elton Ron, honoring Elton John. It's all at the Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Get tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast.
Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never.
She got G like MC, you liked it on a easy V, you doesn't come for free, she's a real lady. And as for me, how you'll see, slam your body down and wine it all around. Slam your body down and wine it all around.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever, friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking is too easy, but that's the way it is. If you wanna be my lover,
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.